and these string theories were originally conceived to be theories of the strong forces and the particles on which they act. No particle that feels the effects of the strong nuclear forces is known with this mass and spin, and we expect that, if any such particle did exist, it would have been discovered long ago. So this was a serious conflict with experiment. But there does exist a particle with zero mass and a spin twice that of the photon. It is not a particle that feels the strong nuclear forces. It is the graviton, the particle of gravitational radiation. Furthermore, it has been known since the 1960s that any theory of a particle with this spin and mass would have to look more or less the same as general relativity. The massless particle, that had been found theoretically in the early days of string theory, differed from the true graviton in only one important respect. The exchange of this new massless particle would produce forces that are like gravitational forces, but 100 trillion 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 times stronger. As often happens in physics, the string theories had discovered the right solution to the wrong problem. The idea gradually gained ground in the early 1980s that the new massless particle that had been found as a mathematical consequence of string theories was not some sort of strongly interacting analog to the graviton. It was, in fact, the true graviton. In order to give gravitational forces the correct strength, it was necessary to increase the string tension in the basic equations of string theory, so much that the difference in energy between the lowest and next lowest states of a string would be not the piddling few hundred million volts that is characteristic of nuclear phenomena, but rather something like the Planck energy, the million, 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 billion volts energy at which gravitation becomes as strong as all the other forces. Recall that a volt, when used as a unit of energy, is the energy acquired by one electron in being pushed through a wire by a 1-volt electric battery from one pole of the battery to the other. This is so high an energy that all the particles of the standard model, all the quarks and photons and gluons and so on, must be identified with the lowest modes of vibration of the string. Otherwise it would take so much energy to produce them that they would never have been discovered. From this point of view, a quantum field theory, like the standard model, is a low-energy approximation of a fundamental theory that is not a theory of fields at all, but a theory of strings. We now think that such quantum field theories work as well as they do at the energies accessible in modern accelerators, not because nature is ultimately described by a quantum field theory, but because any theory that satisfies the requirements of quantum mechanics and special relativity looks like a quantum field theory at sufficiently low energy. Increasingly, we regard the standard model as an effective field theory.